Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
And of course, Pastor Munga is already joining us on the line. Pastor, good afternoon to you, sir.
Good afternoon, Brother Zama, and our listeners. How are you today?
Very well, thank you, Pastor. How are you doing?
No, we are doing very well. The Lord is leading in the work. How is it over that side?
Well, we are good this side as well, and God has been good to us as well. I do hope that your day has been well spent so far.
Great. It has been well spent, and we praise the Lord.
Great stuff. Now, I do want to welcome our listeners as well who are joining us. And if you have any questions, if you have any commentary, call us at +27 734 703520. Now, we want to know, what is the big deal about hospitality in the context of Christianity? Is it about feeding the hungry or being friendly to strangers? In the greater scheme of things, there must be a deeper underlying reason why Scripture calls upon us to be hospitable to one another. So we've got to be discovering that today with Pastor Munga. Now, Pastor, how can our practice of hospitality help people understand God better?
Thank you very much, Brother Sam, and our listeners. Like Paul writes to the Corinthians, he says, you are a letter that others are reading. In this context, we are saying Christians are the Bible that non-Christians read. Christians are the Bible that non-Christians read. They look at you, Brother Sama. I'm meeting you for the very first time. And as I'm meeting you for the very first time, you have got maybe some people who have never been to a church or to an Adventist church or not even to a Christian church. And when they meet you, you are the Bible that they are going to read. So the way we welcome people, like it was, we talked about Abraham the other time, we talked about Lot, the way we welcomed these people who were actually ultimate angels, matters a lot. So even as we welcome others, they start thinking about who this God is, because they take it that your actions, your language, whatever you do is informed by your Christian faith or your knowledge of God. So people can know about God, this God to be a very good God or this God to be a very bad God, depending on how you receive them. So Christian witness help us when we welcome our visitors, when we welcome or entertain strangers, people that we may not know, or people who may not know us, they will take it that this God is real. If this God can make this person to be this hospitable, especially that we have said, we are living in a world that divides. And then they find someone who can unite, someone who can accept someone without a condition. They are not expecting anything from you, but they can entertain you, they can look after you without expecting any benefit. For sure, that will send a message to this other person that the God that this person worships is a real God.
Now, Webb, do explain to us, if you can, Pastor, the difference between hospitality and entertainment. Some people are good at putting together an impressive dinner party, for example. Does that count as hospitality?
No, it doesn't. Hospitality, we are talking about hospitality. You may not even give someone something that is tangible, something that you can hold with your hand. But a mere receiving of someone, you receive someone. When you are new in a place, if you come to Zambia, you are very vulnerable. You don't know a lot of things around. You don't know which place is safe, which place is not safe. And so you depend. You are at the hands of someone who receives you. And you don't know this person who receives you. So when we're talking about entertainment, it's like when you talk about dinner or so, it sounds more political, that there is something that I'm expecting from you somehow. Maybe I'm coming for a meeting there, we want to do some business. Okay, as we prepare to have a talk, can I take you for dinner? Or after a business deal, we organize a dinner so that we can eat together and that kind of thing. But when we talk about hospitality, you are talking about giving someone that he or she does not even deserve, and they are not even expecting it. Like you talk about Lot, who welcomes these people. No, please, you can come in my home. You can even lodge here. You can have some food here. He has never met these people. They have also never met them, and he doesn't even know that they are angels, but he's just doing it willingly without any edge, and he's not even expecting anything. That after he has helped these people, you say, well, because of this help, let me have this. No.
Yeah. Now, is hospitality then simply about action, or is it also an attitude? Can I be hospitable in action, welcoming people to my home, to my church, etc., but not necessarily doing it willingly, but more out of obligation? Does God recognize and honor such a kind of hospitality?
No. Let me start even from the last. God will not God will not recognize that kind of hospitality. It's like that of Cain and Abel.
Mm.
The Bible says God did not recognize the offering of Cain. Both gave an offering and both were giving to God. But someone gave something that he represented his own thoughts, his own works.
Mm. Mm.
He presented something that is not so. God did not accept. It was given to God, but God did not respect it. And he even communicated that what you have done, I will not respect it, but I have respect for the other person.
Mm.
Meaning, it is possible for you to be hospitable. We have heard it in some circles where someone stands to say, no, actually, at my home, I'm keeping 10 orphans. I'm also helping in this area. I'm also helping there. If it was not me, this person could have this and that. That's better. That person who is speaking there, that person working for AW, Zama, it's me who did this for him. It's me. At one time, I kept him. He had nothing. Yes, they did it.
Mm.
But we find that they did it for political reason.
Yeah.
They did it for, but otherwise the hospitality is supposed to be a lifestyle.
Yes.
An attitude. That's why we don't usually tie it with something tangible.
Mm.
It may just be a cup of water. It may just be a handshake.
Mm.
I'm coming to your church for the very first time and you smile, say, how are you, my brother? You are most welcome to this church.
Mm.
That may be my sermon for the whole day. Mm. That may be my an answer to all the problems I have in my life.
Mm-hmm.
As I'm wondering whether there's someone who cares for me, there's someone who I feel I'm recognized. Is there someone who thinks about me as a human being? So your handshake means a lot. And you may not even know the impact of what you have done, but you have done it because you do it. This is the only thing that you do, and this is the only thing that you know of doing.
Mm. Yeah.
Like we find with Jesus, those children who were chased away, but he caused them. That was his nature.
Yes,
he was not trying to be a good person. That was his nature. That is what he is. So hospitality is an attitude. Hospitality is supposed to be a lifestyle. No wonder, like we have said almost every day, the Sabbath commandment is tied to hospitality.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Strangers, the visitors who are in your home, they must also keep the Sabbath. So God expects us to be hospitable and hospitable in action. No wonder he expects us visitors not only to stay for a day, for a week, to an extent where even the Sabbath finds them at your place.
It therefore should take a very special kind of person to really be hospitable in the genuine sense of the word. No wonder it is called a spiritual gift.
Indeed. But to an extent, when you really sit down, when you look at what Jesus said, you remember that account of the sheep and the goat separated?
Yeah, yeah.
And then he tells this, no, I was a stranger and you called me. You took me to your home. That means he expects everyone to do that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we can talk about gift. This person is gifted in this area or that area. But to an extent, all of us are supposed to be hospitable. All of us are supposed to be welcoming people. Of course, there are people who are gifted like a church, who can be ushers, who can do this. But to an extent, if God expects strangers in our homes, visitors in our home, then he expects all of us to be hospitable.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, man, beautiful stuff there. Well, Pastor, I must thank you so much for your time and joining us this afternoon. We're going to be connecting with you once again tomorrow at the same time and same place. But for today, I must wish you all the blessings for the afternoon.
Thank you very much, my brother. God bless you and God bless our listeners.
Thank you so much. Blessings.
Thank you.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.